producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's time for the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, gardener, bug and worm farmer, horticulturalist, ecopreneur, biocontrol specialist, and Dr. Bug Lady. I'm extending a very warm, easy organic garden welcome to each of you. Thank you for tuning in. My guest this hour is author, outdoorsman, crusader for sustainable living, and homesteader advocate Ryan Slabaugh. Before I ask Ryan to join me, I want to make sure you have a copy of our winter and prep for spring catalog. It has what you want to extend the season of your garden, including indoor pest controls, indoor composting, vermiculture, seed germination, tools, winter plant protection, and much more. To receive your copy of the Arbico Organics free winter prep for spring catalog, go to www.arbico-organics.com, arbico-organics.com. Or you can place your order by calling 800-SOS-BUGS, 1-800-SOS-BUGS. One of our specialists will be glad to take your order. Be sure to take a look at the Arbico Organics Facebook page. We love it when you like us. And now I would like to tell you about my very special guest. Ryan Slabaugh grew up in Iowa and Kansas, where he was raised by people who truly appreciated the outdoors. They hunted, fished, and spent time outdoors, whether it was gardening or lawn care or maintenance, almost every weekend. Ryan graduated with an English degree from DePauw University in Greencastle, Indiana, and moved to Colorado in 2001 to start his career as a journalist and to work on his hobby of skiing and exploring. I love that. Since then, he has worked as a newspaper editor and publication manager in environmentally sensitive areas all across the Mountain West, where he learned firsthand the value of local communities that work hard to keep land open and sustainable. And when he's not doing all that, he manages Backyard Poultry Magazine and Countryside Magazine and Small Stock Journal. In his free time, can you imagine he has free time, he explores the Colorado backcountry on skis and donates his time to several nonprofit groups, managing the local Little League team, chipping ice for seniors, and serving on the board of a conservation nonprofit that sells gardens in a box. And now I would ask Ryan Slabaugh to join me. Hi, Ryan. How are you doing today?
Good. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
My goodness, you are one busy person. I started reading about your biography, and you have spent an awful lot of time writing and exploring and just doing great things for the community. And I just really want to honor you and thank you so much for all of your contributions and just the wonderful things that you do. Thank you so much. You are amazing.
Oh, well, I don't need all that, certainly. And you know as well as me that you get a lot more from doing those things than you ever give. So it's always my pleasure to do this.
Well, and for those of you who are listening, you really, if you have not ever seen Backyard Poultry Magazine or Countryside Magazine and Small Stock Journal, you really want to get copies of them. You can go online and look at them. But these publications are exploding with great tips on gardening, sustainable living, homesteading, every facet. And I really enjoy your magazines. And again, thank you for being such a great writer and making sure that people know about all this stuff. So I have a quick question. Before we get into our conversation, the heart of our conversation, tell our audience about the magazines and how they get hold of them and what they are. I sort of gave the gloss over, but what they dedicate each one to.
Sure. We are Countryside Magazine, and thank you for the opportunity. Countryside Magazine is one of our older magazines and is the kind of a parent magazine of a company called Countryside Publications that was formed 100 years ago this year, actually. So we're busy celebrating our centennial birthday, anniversary, both, I guess. our archives, and we've discovered a lot of the history of Countryside. And it was really rooted in, as farms became more modern at the turn of the century, even then people became worried about losing simplicity and losing the way of life that they had built. And so out came Countryside, a magazine called Small Stock Journal, through several generations and revolutions of that. And eventually in the early 70s, it became Countryside Magazine. And out of that became a goat magazine and a sheep magazine as well that are partners. And Backyard Poultry started for a year or two in the late 70s and then really started. We've been running 11 years straight this year. So and we're seeing a lot of growth kind of with the new, like you mentioned, the new movement toward really understanding where your food comes from, as well as really understanding the idea of sustainability, what you can do to live better. And that goes from anybody living on the 60th floor of a high-rise in New York City to somebody with 50 acres who lives in the country as well. So that's our challenge, is to try to create content that reaches both of those people and inspires both of those people.
I love that, because it's not just about people that are, you know, living out in the middle of nowhere off the land, as you say. These are people that can have container gardens right on their little balcony in New York City. They can be growing on a rooftop. It's not just for, you know, people that have the luxury of being outside of a city. It doesn't matter where you are. You can certainly pay attention to where your food comes from, and there's nothing more satisfying than growing it yourself.
People have learned that, and I love that. And I love those stories that we hear from our readers, and people just find us and call in and just say, I don't have the luxury of living in the country and having all the land and doing that, but I have my little farm in the back of my kitchen, and that's my haven. And so I think to each their own, truly, in that world, and the more you can do, the better. And a lot of stories and the challenge of that, too, is in urban areas, as real estate got more expensive, grocery stores become fewer and fewer, and so you're actually finding some food deserts actually in the middle of a million people, which is really strange to think about. But people are finding that their access to good produce is really challenged in those urban areas, and so that's their solution. It's grow it themselves.
Something about growing, too, Ryan, that for me anyway, it seems like it's natural. It's part of what we do as human beings, and when, you know, we change that lifestyle where we started, you know, you went to the grocery store for everything, you didn't grow your own food, and we lost that connection somehow. And when we reconnect with having, as you said, it, you know, even whether you're growing an avocado, I save avocado seeds and grow them, and I tell people I'm growing an avocado forest, you know, but it's just in my kitchen. But whatever you're growing, you know, there's something very special that opens your heart up and makes you feel so good.
That's right. That's right. They said the only failure is not planting, right? That's a quote I live by, because I fail all the time in the garden, but it gives me hope.
I love that. Too, so. Well, that is it. The only failure is not planting. So for those of you listening, get out there and plant something, for heaven's sakes. Ryan said so. Me too. Anyway, you know, you've really had an amazing background. You've come a long way, and I'm just, as I said, I'm just so amazed at, I've seen this metamorphosis where people have gone back to gardening and whatnot. We've got about 45 seconds before we have to go off the air, so quickly tell us about this homesteading movement. What's going on?
Well, the baby boomers are retiring, and so you're seeing a big movement of people going back to the country. Perhaps they grew up there. Perhaps they had chickens when they were kids. They're going back to that to find that. They have the time now and the resources and the energy to do that. And you're seeing a young movement, the millennials coming up, who are a lot more interested in food supply, a lot more interested in the idea of simple living than the previous generations, quite honestly. So between those two, we're seeing a lot more interest.
Well said. And especially the millennials, because they are future farmers. And I see that, particularly in our marketplace, that particular age group is definitely interested in growing. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got much more of Ryan Slabaugh. And for those of you who are listening, take a quick break. We'll come back. I
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, and my guest is author and crusader for sustainable living, Ryan Slabaugh. He is the editor of Backyard Poultry and Countryside Magazine and Small Stock Journal, which serves thousands of people interested in poultry, chickens, countryside, lifestyle, soil, compost, livestock, and vegetable gardening. Welcome back, Ryan.
Thank you.
So, we touched on this homesteading, you know, this movement that has, it just seems to just be exploding. I mean, friends of mine who I would have never dreamed would be raising chickens in their backyard are doing so. They're gardening. They are they go to farmers markets. I mean, this is amazing. How do you explain it?
Like I said before, I guess on the general level, it's really it's a correction, I think. As a society, you know, we got away from that a little bit, and I think generally it happens where you rely so much on making it easy, and then you don't really ask why, because it just gets easier. Why ask why it gets easier? Because everybody kind of wants their life to get easier, right? But when we talk about fast food and these kind of things, certainly as the science and the research came out, people learned about the negative health effects of those things, large-scale commercial farming, you know, the easy spread of disease that happens in those large, you know, turkey operations. We learned that last year. Just people are becoming a lot more aware of those things. Animal rights has always been, you know, a part of agriculture, ethics and those kind of things, but I think people are learning more about that and expecting more. Labeling is, you know, even with chickens, is becoming especially important. You know, whether it's cage-free or free-range or, you know, all the things you see on an egg carton, that's really about humane treatment of animals. And so you're going to start seeing that, across all aspects of agriculture, I would think, because consumers are demanding it. And at some point, you know, large commercial operations are necessary for the food supply, but people want a choice, whether to go that route or go their own route and raise their own chickens. And I think we've also seen laws change on a general level where towns, and especially suburban America, is a lot more comfortable with the idea of chickens in the backyard than they were even, you know, 15 years ago.
Well said. And, you know, it does, it gets me excited. I have a smile on my face thinking about, you know, and there's more to it. It's this idea of having your own independence, as you say. The idea of having a choice, of having food that actually tastes good. Most of the things that we buy in a grocery store, they've been hybridized. Even though it's organic, they have to travel long, long distances. And so they're grown for longevity of, you know, being trucked 1,300 miles from one place to the next. And so by the time you get them, they don't taste very good. People don't really know, you know, what a carrot's supposed to taste like or what a cucumber's supposed to taste like. So it's really wonderful when it comes out of the garden. You're like, whoa, my goodness, this is fabulous.
I love people who taste a farm fresh egg for the first time, because it's like they've never, it's like they've been lied to their whole life. It's kind of the look they give you.
It's true. It's really true. So you garden, and tell us a little bit about your gardening experience.
I used to really dislike this question because I'm still a very novice gardener, and people expect that I should know everything about gardening. But I've learned through conversations like this that it's actually very helpful to people to hear that a guy like me can be still new and learning these things. Even though I'm running these magazines, luckily I'm surrounded by a lot of master gardeners and expert gardeners, people who have been doing this for long time. They don't want me to mention how long they've been doing it, but it's been a long time. And I had a high learning curve, but I had a lot of people who were willing to teach me, which was nice. So I've been doing it just enough, long enough to know that to have confidence to know that you'll never know it all. So it's a lifelong process of learning what you're doing. And so but I love it. And, you know, I was involved with the CSA, Community Supported Agriculture, last year, and, you know, had a nice little plot, and working alongside them too. I encourage any new gardener, I think it's a great way to learn garden, is to get involved with those if you're lucky to have those in your community, because you're sitting right next to these people who have been doing it. And you learn too that there is this competitive nature in these CSAs of people want to have the best garden and people want to know more. And so it takes a little bit to break into the people who've been doing it, you know, the veteran culture. But once they kind of understand that you're serious about it and you really want to learn, somebody will take you under their wing and teach you. And a lot of it's just walking around watching what they're doing as well. So I think they're great programs. And to your point about growth, you're seeing a lot of those sprout up through the country, because it's also a lot more economical to work together to farm and garden. And it's a good way to use empty lots and plots that are not being cared for in communities as well. So it solves a lot of problems if done right.
Yeah, they're certainly a great experience, and there's also that community. You know, people, anybody feeling isolated or not connected in some way, boy, this is a great way to get connected. Not only are you getting connected to nature, but all these people that are also connected, and it literally changes people's lives.
Yeah, it certainly did mine. I mean, that's no joke, because you learn that it just becomes part of your life, your daily routine. And before you know it, you're doing it just like you're washing the dishes or any other, you know, thing. And the best case scenario is you do it as, if you're like me, you do it to get away from your desk, you know, for an hour, just to go get your hands dirty.
Yeah. That's a great thing. So listeners, be sure that if you don't have a place, you know, that's big enough for you to have the garden that you want, there's always this opportunity. You can reach out to a community supported agricultural opportunity. So let's talk about, I want to talk about more about the idea of conservation and environmental journalism. How does that resonate with running magazines about chickens and homesteading? How have you seen the change, particularly, I mean, you must have seen the readers growing and growing and growing, and I mean, like I said, I love reading those magazines, and every time I open one up, I'm learning something new. It's amazing.
Well, I appreciate that. That's our goal. So do I, for that matter. I mean, I love working with writers, so I feel so lucky to work with the writers we have, because they always come to me with ideas that I wish I had thought of, and make my job very easy. Make me look very good. It's a good question. Because at first, like, you know, conservation and environmentalism and farming and agriculture, they don't always marry, and they don't always go hand in hand. I mean, we saw that with the conversation that was happening nationally with the issues in Oregon that were going on. And certainly that was some of the extreme side of it. But there was some real truth to the roots that there are some challenges between conservation and agriculture and ranching. But in the end, you know, you need both. You have to be able to conserve the land to be able to have farmland. You know, that's one of the things we learned during the Dust Bowl, is we didn't, and then we lost it all for a while. So that's one of the great ethics of our agriculture system that we built in, is that idea that it should be sustainable, and it has to be for us.
That's what it should be, sustainable. And we're right there behind you and support that. Taking another quick break. We are coming right back, so don't go away.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 per life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. With me this hour is author, journalist, and crusader for sustainable living, Ryan Slabaugh. He has focused on how local communities have rallied together to protect their backyards for future generations. And thank you for doing that. Welcome back, Ryan. So there's so much to cover in this short hour. So let's talk a little bit about how this whole thing with chickens has become so popular and how it dovetails into how your magazines keep changing to keep up with the times.
Chickens are fascinating to people, I think, and they're becoming more fascinating to people as they learn about them. I've seen it. It's been amazing just in the last three or four years as I've been involved with magazine that we've seen, you know, chickens starting to show up as spokespeople for companies on their commercials. Chickens are becoming more, related to popular culture. You're seeing skits on Saturday Night Live featuring chickens. It's just part of our culture. And once you have chickens, you start realizing how much of our language is involved in, like, comes from people who raise chickens. Whether it's, a lot of cliches are out there, based on the whole idea. And so, which I'm not allowed to use any of them, unfortunately. So I think they're lovable. I think people are not hard to love once you have them. They're as far as livestock goes and food supply goes, they're pretty low maintenance in the grand scheme of things versus goats or sheep or some of the larger livestock that are also growing in popularity, but maybe not as fast as chickens.
Well, the chickens are pretty amazing. I've actually had the chicken chick on the show 2 times.
Yes.
And for those people who follow the chicken chick, she has this one chicken, that has become, I'm like fascinated by Rachel. Rachel is, I don't know the breed of what she is. I probably should, but she's this red, huge feathers all over the place. I mean, she doesn't look like your typical, you know, white leghorn, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she has all these chickens. And, I mean, you are, I wake up every day pretty much waiting to see what's going to be posted about the chickens. And she just has such a beautiful way of talking about them. And, of course, not only are they great companions, I mean, they do produce lovely food, and they're wonderful for getting rid of insects, and you know, there's so many benefits to them. And I do think that there is that love. I mean, most people don't realize that a chicken can live up to 20 years, longer than a dog.
Certainly, and I wish they promoted that more. Yes, that people need to have a 20-year plan or 15-year plan at least when they get a chicken, if they want to raise it for, you know, until it dies of old age, I guess. It's fascinating to me. How people are responding to it, and I really don't see it as a short term phase. You know, I know we're especially in our country, Americans are pretty famous for short term phases, you know, fad diets, these kind of things. But I truly believe that there's some strong ethics based in this movement that people are going that are attached to that at least last a generation or two.
My sister lives on a 60-acre farm. It's actually a vineyard. And she and her husband are completely off the grid, and they have a huge garden, and they also have chickens. And the most amazing thing for me was they also have turkeys. And I don't think I'd ever been close to a live turkey, and I was so amazed how gorgeous these animals are. I mean, they're huge. They're beautiful. I mean, we were just flabbergasted. Our whole family, we get together every now and then at her place, and there came the turkeys, and I mean, they were the pets.
Yes.
Beautiful. Brown and white with stripes, and another one that was sort of a sky blue color, with white, and I don't think I've ever seen anything so beautiful. I was so shocked, because I think most people's experience with a turkey is, you know, dead, frozen, mm-hmm. no feathers, you know, no head.
So, it's very
right?
true. Yes, when I go to a poultry show, I go straight to the turkeys first, because they just because of the diversity, like you said, they're everything from small and fluffy to huge and menacing. You know, you can get any range of turkey you want. So it's and yes, and they do have very unique personalities as well. They're kind of like geese in that way, where they can either love you or chase you around all day.
Unfortunately, those turkeys got out of there. I mean, they ran around by themselves all day long. And at night, you know, they would just walk into this little pendant area that has a little house for them. And somebody somehow got out, and the coyotes had a feast. So it was very sad.
Yeah.
I know.
Sad.
It was so sad. But anyway, you know, I guess the coyotes have to eat too, right?
Yeah, I guess. But yeah, that's the challenge of poultry, is keeping them safe. You know, everything wants to eat a chicken.
Darn.
But you said something interesting earlier about the chicken chick, because she has a huge social media audience, and that's something that we've been really learning the past 3 or 4 years, and really growing our audience, how much, and I think that's adding to the popularity of people, and the comfort level of people eating chickens or starting livestock or starting gardens for the first time, just because you can learn so much so fast through the internet and through social media, where you know, we've never had this opportunity before to share such good information. And with livestock, the learning curve can be so high that, man, it's valuable to have those resources. So having those people like the Chicken Chick, or, you know, Lisa Steele writes for us and does a nice job working with her online. And it's something that we have somebody full-time who works just with our online audience and talk to them all day. And that's her job, is just to gather information, see what they're talking about, and chat with them and interact with them. So it's been a learning curve for us, but it's really exciting about how fast information can be shared.
That is the truth. It really is exciting. And as you said, you can go to a website and you can learn every disease, every, you know, every which way to you know, to take an egg, you know, how to put them to bed, how to wake them up, how to feed them, how not to feed them. You know, it's amazing. And I just, you know, it just goes hand in hand with gardening. It is part of gardening. It seems that way to me. And, you know, having had firsthand experience being a farmer, you know, rearing insects, you know, and that goes into our next question, which is how hard it is. It really is physically laborious to be a farmer, to be a gardener. It can be. So you have to expect some, you know, a little bit of you're going to have to move things around. And so talk about this, how hard it is to run a family ranch and family farm.
It's extremely difficult. In fact, it was one of the great concerns my father had for me. Was he was raised on a farm, and my grandfather was a homesteader, and I was the first generation not, and so he always was worried that I would not learn how to work and do any work in life, and because especially when before we had some of the technology we have today, it was all grunt labor. There was no you know, my grandmother was on one of the first farms that had the manual egg line, so that when the chickens laid the egg, it went into a track. The track kicked into gear and carried the egg into a sorting bin, and that was in the 50s and 60s. But it still took somebody all day walking that track back and forth, making sure it was working, not breaking, and if you're on your feet all day. And so she would clear, I don't know, 50,000 eggs a day or something like that, you know, back in the day. And that's just so it takes an incredible amount of focus and knowledge. You need to be, especially today, to compete with the big guys, you have to be a scientist. You at least have to understand how to brand yourself in that realm and let people know how you're farming and what you're farming, and invite people to your farm if they want to see it. And, get involved with farmers markets, and you have a lot more outlets to sell, but you have a lot more competition at those places too. And so, and certainly we've seen. You know, just development and cities grow and suburban areas grow into the farmland. I mean, I grew up in Iowa, and I had a cornfield behind my house as I grew up, and now that is a housing development.
That's right. So, we're gonna take another quick break. We're gonna come right back with Ryan Slabot to talk more about family farming and CSA. Don't go away.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, which stands for Environmentally and Sustainably Yours. My guest is the amazing Ryan Slabaugh. He is an author, he's a journalist, he's been a pioneer for sustainable living. He is also the editor of Backyard Poultry and Countryside Magazine and Small Stock Journal. Those magazines serve thousands of people interested in poultry, chickens, countryside lifestyle, soil, and compost, livestock, and vegetable gardening. Welcome back, Ryan.
Thank you.
My goodness. So it is gardening and running a family ranch and farm certainly can be physically and financially distracting, but it's so rewarding. And thank you for sharing with us about that.
No problem. Yeah, like you said, that's one of the things we really advocate for when we really listen to our readers. We have a lot of people, a lot of our readers are out there trying to run small businesses and trying to do their best. There are a lot of, they own their family farms that have been there for generations, and every generation will tell you they had their challenges, whatever it was. So it's never been an occupation for the lazy, that's for sure. And it's always taken amazing amounts of adaptation and ingenuity, and you have to stay on your toes. I mean, a lot of people think of farming as a static occupation where you sit in a tractor all day. It's just not that, and it's not even close to that. And so it really is like running a small business with about a million moving parts at the same time. So, I hope that this next generation coming up can be active and can embrace those and can also look for employment there and look to start on the ground up and run those things someday as well.
Well, we certainly have to be on our toes, the idea of, as you said, this idea of industrialized growing of food, that's not sustainable, and it makes so much sense for the smaller farmer because you can feed the public right in that your particular locality. Just makes sense, and yet that people do have to be smart about what you're doing. If I've had several people on the show that are farmers, and they farm more intensively than ever. I'm only talking a few acres, and yet What they found is that they can, many times along with growing their produce and selling it, they also have little side businesses where people actually pay to come and have the experience, you know, of what it's like to be on a mini farm. And so they're making other income by, you know, letting people join in. And so something that used to be, who wants to do that? All of a sudden, they've got the public wanting to participate. And it's a value add, not something that people don't want to do. So there are lots of people are getting very creative.
You're exactly right. We did a story a few issues ago about a family in Salida, Colorado, who had a goat farm that they inherited. And they it wasn't profitable. You know, they had to figure out, like, do you make it work or sell it? And so they had an old barn that they converted into a hotel, you know, just put a few bedrooms in there and built it up and just saw if people wanted to come in for when the, you know, the kids were running around the farm and playing with the baby goats. And they sold out. And and they were onto something. And then people really wanted that experience to come in. And A, it's a beautiful place out in the mountains. And B, they had this unique experience, and that's exactly what people were looking for vacation. And since then, they've added a restaurant, and they've expanded, and now that's their primary business is running this. But they're still certainly doing the farming that they did too as well. But so yes, to your point, you got to be on your toes and think broadly.
Absolutely. So, you know, GMOs are always in the you see stuff every single day just about in the newspapers and online. And give us your opinion of what's going on with the GMO situation.
Boy, that's a tough question. I won't call it a loaded question. It's a good question. But it's it sure does get people's sensitivities quickly. I get in a little bit of trouble with our readers because I'm a little bit of a middle of the road person on GMOs. Like any science, I feel like it can be used for good or bad. And certainly we see it both in our society. We see it being used for, just profitable reasons, and we see it being used for food supply reasons. And it's hard to argue against that. But in the end, it's about knowledge and understanding what it is. So really we need to encourage our legislators to get the science done, to stop blocking the science about what is happening with GMOs and how it does affect our body. That's a really important question that if we find answers to could open up science to a whole new realm, or we could go back to tradition and we'd be a lot healthier for it. But we need to know the answer, one or the other. And unfortunately, because of politics and lobbying and all those fun influences, we don't. So it's I wish we knew more about GMOs, but unfortunately it's all being blocked by proprietary information.
Yes, and I think it's important for everybody to, you know, not jump one way or the other, but we're always look for the best in things. And
right. There's certainly nothing wrong with doing it the natural way. You know, we certainly never, you know, if somebody comes to us and says we want to grow completely organic, heritage species, you know, vegetables or livestock or whatever it is, we love that. And we certainly support that and go to it. We just know that's not always realistic for everybody.
Right. I mean, so, when you think about the origin of corn, you know, teosinte,
right,
which was a grass, and,
right,
you know, thousands of years of genetic modification to create corn and all the varieties of corn that we have today, that's one way of looking at it. It's when we start looking at that a seed is modified so that it will not reproduce again, so that
right,
you have to buy it from one company that's going to corner the entire market. You know, and I think of seeds as our heritage. They
right,
are our legacy. They are like the air, you know, and that we should, there's plenty of, to share. And then when you start mixing up with things like glyphosate,
yes,
you know, there you go. You know, then we have some really very unnatural things, very unnatural. So
you're exactly right. And that's where, you know, that's where people, you know, we need labeling and we need understanding and we need, and all that's just common sense. And I think, companies that fight that, you know, are challenging, to do that because it, if they weren't doing any harm, then there should be no harm in labeling things as such. So, yes, But yeah, I think, again, we're going to learn so much about that in the next 2 decades, because I think people are finally demanding it. I wish I had a time machine. I mean, I could go ahead and see what that bottom line statement is on GMOs. It'd be interesting to find out.
Right. And, you know, we sell heirlooms, organic, obviously no GMO. We sell, you know, cover crops. We sell vegetable seeds. You know, we sell. So we're sticking by that because we think that, you know, I mean, that's the natural way to, you know, we seem to have been able to supply the gardeners and farmers with the alternatives that work as well as, you know, the synthetics, and that's what they're demanding. So, you know, we all do our part. So it's sort of a threat in many ways when we're talking about, you know, threat to our seed pool. There's the threat to air and to water and then to land. And I know that's something that you're passionate about, that there is a lot of threat to open land. Can you talk about that with us?
Well, we think commercial farming certainly be a part of that. And then GMOs are, you know, it's a great segue because GMOs allow for large scale commercial farming in a way that we've never had before. And that's a stress on every natural resource. Even when you talk about what's going on in the Midwest versus what's happening in the West, water is still, you know, right at the center of all of it. And so conservationists come from the, you know, like to define those open resources as reasonable use. That makes agriculture and farmers nervous for reason, because they want guarantees. And they want things like, I want so much water per year so that I can guarantee that I can make money and I can, you know, have my family live okay. And I think water is just going to be such an important thing that we're going to have to work together on and find some common ground on, because it's not a sexy topic. So you just don't get a lot of people discussing water in Washington, D.C. or running for office on water issues. So, but man, is it so important to our economy, our way of life, our quality of life, you know, that's if I got one high horse to stand on, that's it. It's just we have to talk about common uses like food and water that we need before we start talking about personal reasons and things that we need water for, like washing our cars and golf courses and things like that.
Hear, hear. Thank you so much, Ryan, for everything that you're doing. And you have our support to keep going forward. And thank you so much for being on the show. We're so appreciative. For those of you who are listening, we have another wonderful guest coming up next week. So make it a great, easy, organic gardening week. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.